Bei Malkus. Ployasru Bei Ktolo. The case is like this. Bezdin warned her before she went to have Znus, don't have Znus, because you live with another man, you know you're going to get Malkus. And they did not tell you you get Misa. So if so, what's the Machloikis? Ovplukta the Rabbi Shmuel Rabbonin, the Tanan, Malkus Bishloisha. Bezdin to give Malkus is enough three. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Lomru Biyetzim Mishloisha. No, you have to have 23 to paskin Malkus. Here Rashi says, the Yasra Bei Malkus, Yasra Bei Ktolo, to Avada Lemikdol, we do not give her Misa. Since she was not warned for Misa, but she was only warned for Malkus. Eloikin, in such a case, we would give her Misa, we would give her Malkus. When we find out Adam comes and says she had Znus, we'll give her Malkus. The Enocha Misa's Bezdin Shlanyam Abolav, because any time there's a Misa, there's always a Lav in the Torah. Uksar, when this time holds, Lash Nidin Lazarus Misa's Bezdin, Loikin Alov. Kiyasu Bei Malkus, when you warn her for Malkus, she'll get Malkus. That's the Machloikis here then. We're talking about this wife now deserves Malkus. So that's the Machloikis in the Mishnah. What type of a Bezdin do you need to give Malkus? One town holds it's enough to go to a Bezdin of 3 to give Malkus, and the other town holds no, you have to go to a Bezdin of 23, because the we'll see later in the Gemara that the Gezerah Shava, Dine Misa, the Dine Malkus, Rosh, both of them need a Bezdin of 23. So that's the Machloikis, the Chom and the Mishnah hold, need a Bezdin of 23, even in the case where she'll get Malkus. And the Chum and the Brice sold no, then the case where she only could get Malkus, where Bezna, where the Edom only warned her from Malkus, and not from Esau, it's enough to have a Bezna of 3, because for Malkus you do not need more than a Bezna of 3. Alright. So we're trying to find out what clause the Machlokes between the Brice and the Mishnah, but the Chum say in the case of Moshe Shemram, if you're today a mammon, if you just want to start off with the question of money, that your wife shouldn't have to pay the ksuba, is it enough to have, that you won't have to pay your wife the ksuba, is enough to have three dayonim, like it says in the Braisa, whereas in our Mishnah, Poshet, it says that whenever the husband has a shal of Moshe Shemra, he always has to have a bezin of 23. So what's the machlekis? So the Gemara says, last how it was, the machlekis, whether Malkus needs a bezin of 3 or 23. In the case we only gave Hasra for Malkus, he didn't give Hasra the Kotla. How the Gemara says, Ravina Omar, the third, fourth line, Ravina Ravina says like this, Ravina Omar could gain another way to learn the Machlekes is, Shenimtsa Echod Minu Edim, Korav Apostle. Like we found one of the Edim to be apostle or to be a Korav, to be a relative. It could be there were three Edim there, or four Edim, and one of them we were found to be posel. So the question is, can the Isha receive Misa in such a case or not? Or can Miflugi, what's the Machlekes? The Plukta, the Rebbe Yosi, the Rebbe. The Machlekes between Rebbe Yosi and Rebbe, Alibu the Rebbe Kiva, according to Rebbe Kiva Shita. It's not, we learned like this, it's Gemara later, Gemara Makis, learned like this. Rebbe Kiva, and Rebbe Kiva says, Loi Bosh, Lishi, Ela Lahach Merolam. When a terrorist says about an aid shlishi, a third aid, it comes to be machmir on him. So Rashi says it means, Shemem HaPosuk says, Al pishnayim edim yokum. So really, kosher ken shlisha. If two edim is enough, for sure, if you have three edim, for sure it's enough. If so, loma nemar oy shlisha edim. Why does the Posuk say, Shnei edim oy shlisha edim? What do you have to have it for? Ela, the chiddush of the Posuk is, Lahachmir olav, to be machmir upon us. Litein choyma beide shekem, to put some type of a chumra if we find out that they're lying. Sheshlishi ze, afal pish lehoye ze nidin apiv lemiso, even though the third aid, like he's not really causing the person to be killed. Because even without him, with the first two aidim alone, he would be killed. Still, if we find out that this third aid is like an aid zeiman, so he would be killed also. That's called the third aid, the Pasuk says, to teach us that even the third aid, we also machmer upon him. That means, last says, Dina kiyetze beilu, that the same way the first two aidim, if they are found to be aidim zemimim, they wanted to have Reuven killed, and then we find out that they're false, so we kill them, this third aid also was killed, even though he wasn't needed, but since he became to add on, to do bad, he gets punished like the ikar two aidim. So Rav Kiva says like this, a svara. In Cain, if we see like this, that onish hakosif, al hanitva liyavri avera, ki yavri avera, the Torah punishes this third aid because he became part of a gang, part of the first two aidim, that are zimimim, that are doing sheker, doing ra. So they deserve to be killed. The Torah also has the third aid killed because he's becoming part of these people, this group. If so, alachat kamaf v'kama, for sure, she yishalem schar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will repay reward, al hanitva l'yoyse mitzvah, k'yoyse mitzvah. If somebody helps along somebody else to do mitzvahs, like you have two people doing the mitzvah already, and you want to be a third person helping them along, like it's easier for three, some you want to be part of them, for sure you'll receive reward as if you did the mitzvah itself. That's what Akiva learned, that's on this topic. Al pishnayim edim, al shleish edim, to say that even though two edim alone is enough, but in a case when you have a third aid there, the third is like part of the two. So now Akiva goes to say further, umar shnayim, just like when you only have two edim, nim tse'echod mehem korav oiposel, if one of these two edim become to be a korav to the Baal Dover, or else he's possible, we find out that one of the two edim is a gazlan, he can't be an aid. Hey, do some potato. That's treta. You don't have edus. Like edus, you have to have two edim. You started out with two, and one of them is found to be possible, so you're left with zero. One aid means nothing to be mitzi mamon or to give a chiv misa. So bottle, the Kiva says the possible needs to teach us af shloisha. The same way, let's say first you started out with three edim. Three edim together came to say that Reuven deserves to be killed. Reuven did an avera, or Reuven killed somebody. He deserves to be killed. Now nimtzeh mehem korav posel. Out of these three edim, we find out now that one of them is a relative to Reuven, or one of them is a gazlin. So one way to look at it is, okay, take this one aid out, deduct him, you're left with two. So maybe now that you still have two edim, we can still use the two edim. And Kiva says no. That's part of the chiddush of this posik, that shnayim l'shloisha, just like by two edim, when one is no good, you can't use the other one. Af shloisha, the same way when you start out with three edim, or even four or five edim, and still nimtzechem and korav posel, we find one of the edim to be posel. The klal is a dusan betela. The whole kat, the whole pair of edis is botel. In other words, no matter how many people you have to start out together, it's all like one kat, like one group of edis. And if we find one still here, it passes all of them. That's the klal of nimtze echad miyam korav posel edusim b'teilu. So the Kiva goes further. Uminayin shafilu meya. How do I know if even you started out with 100 edim? 100 edim came, Amish, the whole block came to Bezin to say they saw the way Reuven killed somebody. And then we find out that one of these 100 is Reuven's brother, or one of them is a gazlin. How do we know that disqualifies all the other 99 edim? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says edim. Apishnayim oishleisha edim. So for the word edim, mashma, not only three, but no matter how many you have. Because the klal always is, we dare say, shnayim kimeya. That's the klal. When you have two edim, it's like 100. 100 people is nothing more than just two edim. So the Kiva says there's a klal here, that as long as the edim come together, to say edim together, they're like one cast, like one group. And that's the halacha. If one group, just like if you only have two edim, and one is posel, the other one is botel, that's the gzeras hakosev, even if you have 100 edim together. And now we find out that one of them is posel, all of them are posel. You can't use them. So Shalom, the pshat is, the psul of one of them is nispashet, like goes upon all of them, we look as if all of them are posel. That's what the Bekiva dashes. So now, it's the machlekes now, Rebbe Yossi and Rebbe, about Rebbe Kiva's drasha. What's the machlekes for Rebbe Yossi and Rebbe? Omer Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yossi says like this. Omer Rebbe Yossi. Ba'meh devar mamurim. When was this said? That if you find one apostle, all 50 or all 100 apostles, but dina nefashis. That's only with the shayla of dina nefashis. That's when we say shnayim, that through two is like three, that's a bottle. Avo b'dinim omnis. But if it's a question of money matters, then tiskayim edusim b'shar. That's what Rebbe Yossi learns. That even according to Rebbe Kiva, that as it's drasha of shnayim kishloisha, that's only by misa, but not by dina mamnis. By dina mamnis, as long as you have two edim left over, you could use them. Rashi explains what's the svar. Rashi says, b'medvam amurim de'edusim b'teilu b'dina nefashis. T'rachmanom, the Torah says, by killing somebody, v'hetzilu ha'edah. That means the mahajrin and vosas chusa. We always try our best to try and save the person, that we should not go and kill somebody. Therefore, there's a svara levata leidus, that if one of them, Edom, apostle, we pass on all other Edom. And therefore, v'lo yehorek, we won't kill this Reuven. V'lo yehu, v'lo heim, not him and not the Edom. Therefore, badina nefoshet is a svara, we try and save the nidun. Therefore, if one Edom is apostle, we do not use this Edom. But badina mamin, Rabbi Yossi holds, no, there is no pasuk of etzilu. There, if one aid is possible, just deduct him. If you still have two left over, you could use them. However, Rabbi Yen Rabbi says no. Echad dine mumnis, that's what we pass him like Rabbi, that Rabbi says, Echad dine mumnis, whether it's a case of money, the echad dine nefoshes, whether it's a case of killing somebody. Still, there's a klal of makish shloishel shnayim, that nimtzechem emkor v'posol, kulam b'telem. Even though you have 100 edim here, and only one is possible, even for dinim mamnis, you can't use them. They all become possible. But Zok Rebbe, the Emosai, when is this said though? This goes on both. The Rashi says, Emosai, Badinim Nefoshes, Edusim Taylor. When do I say Badinim Nefoshes? That the edim is Boto, that we consider all 100 people here, like one big cut of edim. When do we say that? The Emosai, Bizman Shehisru Ben. Only if all edim together came to give Hasra, came to warn them. Abu Vizman Shloi Hisra Bem, if we didn't warn them, then no, then they're not called part of the Edus. As if the Sefer Gemara says, Ma Yasa, what